Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Now, if you're one of Ireland's 1 million school children, then today is probably day one of learning at home. And if you're a parent of one of those students, then you might well be holding your head in your hands right now. But fear not, because as you may have heard at the top of this programme this evening, I read a tweet from an expert in early childhood education, Dr. Mary O'Kane, and she wrote, "This is not homeschooling. Homeschooling is a conscious decision made by some parents having researched that option. This is emergency education during lockdown while surviving a pandemic. So let's lower our expectations of ourselves a little," she wrote. Well, Mary O'Kane is a lecturer in psychology and education at the Open University, and she joins me now on the line. And thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us this evening, Mary. What prompted your tweet?
Oh, Sarah, last night I was thinking about them all going back to school today. And I was looking at social media and you could nearly feel the tension building. The WhatsApp groups were pinging and parents were putting up comments like, "I've lost my seesaw codes," and "Remind me, how do I use Google Classroom?" And "I've just received another email from another teacher," and the stress levels were getting higher. And I was just sitting last night thinking about this, and everybody was talking about homeschooling. And I thought, you know, this is not what we're doing here. It's so different. And I think it's the expectation when you think homeschooling, it's this pressure we feel as parents to be Mary Poppins, to be in there doing everything and managing all the different children and on iPads and laptops. And I suddenly thought, you know what, that's not what this is. You know, it is a pandemic. And by reframing it as, and I know, you know, emergency education might sound dramatic, but I thought, you know, if we reframe it that way, it just takes some of the pressure off us.
And, you know, it's really tempting. I'd love to do it, what you're saying. I'd love to just take the pressure off myself, and I'd love for other parents to be able to do it as well. But in the back of my head, there's a little voice going, "But hold on. He's," and I'm talking about my 6-year-old here, "he's lost already, you know, a couple of months last year in terms of education." I saw the big difference it made to him when he went back to school in September and how he started learning his writing and his reading and his maths, and he really enjoyed it and he really engaged with it. And just, I feel this sense of responsibility not to let that fall now.
Yeah, I really get what you mean. And see, I think that's it. I think as parents, we have this ideal that we have to be perfect, and this is so important for our children. I can guarantee you, your child will not be disadvantaged if he doesn't do every activity. He really won't. They will catch up when they go back. And I remember, well, the first thing is, I think this time the teachers are more prepared. So hopefully they'll be coming at it in a more playful way. And particularly if you think about your little fellow who's 6, you know, they should be learning to play. They're learning to play in the classroom. And it's harder to do that online, but I think the teachers have been working on it. But I know that nagging voice. I am a failure if I don't have this child exactly where he should be. And I think it's about coming back and thinking to yourself, you know what? What is really important at the moment? And keep in mind this pandemic. It's connection, it's human connection, it's your relationship with him. And that's what matters. And I think as parents, I would say to any parent, when you're feeling overwhelmed, take a deep breath and remind yourself of that. Connection, not perfection.
Oh, can I ask you,
that is the message.
Can I ask you a question, Mary O'Kane, Dr. Mary O'Kane? I must say, I love your style and I love your approach and I love your advice to lower your expectations. I would add a little bit, lower your expectations to nil. That's my approach. Sarah mentioned her 6-year-old. I have a 5.5-year-old. I mean, at what point do you stop just expecting happiness? Keep them happy and keep them engaged in something. At what age do you really have to put the foot down and say, okay, we need to make some kind of progress here?
Well, I think through primary school, I would hope that we're really focusing on being playful, that we absolutely are. But I have to argue, I have an issue with secondary school education anyway, and I have an issue with the Leaving Cert, because I don't think it's really what our young teenagers and young adults need. I think at that age, it is more important that they are online, that they are engaging in their learning. But even so, and not at the expense of their mental health, not at the expense of their well-being. You know, getting them outside, getting them moving, getting them engaging with their friends. I know parents came back to me today. The response on Twitter today was overwhelming. And I know some parents were saying, actually, my kids are delighted even to get back on Zoom to connect with their friends. Mm. But I think that I have to be honest, I'd worry more about the teenagers being isolated in the room, even the college students sitting with online lectures, not engaging with their peers. That age group needs to be connecting with their age group, which is important. But I think at the moment we really have to readjust our expectations and think we're kind of in survival mode at the moment. It's hopefully not going to last that long, but we need to keep bringing ourselves back to their well-being.
You mentioned secondary level students, and just to mention, from tomorrow evening on Drive Time at 6:30 p.m. for two nights a week, Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to be hosting a study hub that will be presented by Evelyn O'Rourke, and that will be full of advice and support for second level students. And you can contact the programme now if you have any questions that Evelyn might put to some of the experts that she's going to have on the show, and she'll get through those as much as possible over the next 2 days. Mary, I just might ask yourself about children who might have difficulty learning or who might be a bit behind. I can only imagine the anxiety for parents would be more acute in those situations, that they really, really don't want them to fall any more behind than they are now.
Absolutely,
is there anything in particular,
Sarah,
that they should focus on if they just they really want to make sure that they keep them up to date as much as possible?
You know, if I had to pick one thing, Sarah, it would be reading. It would be absolutely reading. If they're old enough to read themselves, and it doesn't have to be the textbook, it's to get them to read anything they enjoy. Try and stretch them, and it'll get them to read something a little bit beyond their level, or read with them. And if they're younger, sit and reading together. Honestly, the value of reading parent and child together, and even as I said, as they're getting older, if I had to pick one thing, it would be reading. For children with any additional needs, I know for those parents, it's a very different situation. So many of these children desperately need the structure, and I know a lot of parents are really worried about those children regressing, and hopefully we'll get those children in as soon as possible.
Okay, well look, thank you so much for joining us this evening, Dr. Mary O'Kane, with a message of hope and kindness. We need to be kind to ourselves if we can at all. That's Dr. Mary O'Kane, lecturer in psychology and education at the Open University. Thank you.